Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Turn the radio off, Nick.
Hello.
Yeah, turn the radio off, mate.
It's off, man.
Okay, let Catherine just finish her point and then we'll come to you, brother.
So I know people who've lived in Saudi and they said there are very poor people there who you could murder in front of a police officer and they wouldn't care as long as you're a foreigner or you're someone higher.
Oh, really?
You can do whatever you want if you're in the right family. If, one of the prince's mates wants to pop you off in front of a police officer, you can do it.
That's the risk you take.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and have gay sex on a Saudi beach.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to do it.
I really
would. Teach those guys a lesson. Nick, do you want to have gay sex with me on a Saudi beach?
No, I've been to Turkey, though.
Did you have gay sex there?
No, I saw England win 8-0.
I'm assuming you
Istanbul,
mean... not Constantinople.
Yeah, it is Constantinople.
No,
yeah.
It's not. It never was Constantinople. Anyway, Nick...
It was Constantinople.
It was never Constantinople.
It was Constantinople, yes.
It was Constantinople, yes. It was never Constantinople.
And now it's Istanbul.
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
You're repeating yourself now, man. I like your show.
It's the best.
Brilliant. I love it.
I love you, Nick. Yeah. You're my favourite caller.
Yeah.
What have you called in for?
Who's your favourite caller, Ian? Listen, I've got into art, Ian.
Oh, yeah?
I've turned my bedroom into an art studio. How about that?
That sounds great. Getting high on those fumes?
No.
You should do.
No. No. Boy, why do you assume the artists have got paint fumes coming out of their ear holes?
I didn't mention anything about ear holes.
Or nose holes, then.
Thank you. Well, if you're painting in a bedroom, that's an enclosed space.
No.
Oh, it's an open space. You live in an outdoor bedroom.
I've just started. I use my balcony normally, but okay. Now the weather's coming in, I'm using my bedroom.
What do you paint?
Yeah, cool.
Do you paint nudes?
No.
I'm trying to do a joke. Do you paint?
A lot of people want me to paint them, and I say, well,
do you paint nude?
No, he prefers canvas.
Yeah.
It's
not quite there.
It's not. No. No,
I'd love a portrait done, Nick.
Sex is real. I think sex is like...
Sex is real?
Hmm.
Where did that come from? Sex is real.
Of course it is, yeah.
Prove it. Do it now. Make it happen.
No, you're just getting titillating. That's not abstract. That's just... being silly.
The world needs more silliness, Nick. Doesn't it? It needs more silly.
Hey. What I wanted to phone up about was I've been looking forward to the Laurel & Hardy film.
Yeah.
But it's not coming out till next year. What do you think about that, Ian?
Well, the premiere was yesterday, so that makes me think it must be coming out soon.
Yeah. Well, that was in France or somewhere, though, wasn't it?
No, it was in London. Catherine, could you find out when the Laurel & Hardy...
I'm already on
what
it.
Date next was month it? The Laurel & Hardy film comes
next
out?
Next year, January or February, isn't it? Oh, man.
Mate, why would they have the London premiere yesterday if it's not coming out for 3 or 4 months?
Well, I've been looking out for it. It's Steve Coogan and John Thompson. And I think it'd be
Riley.
Really good, because I love Lauren Hardy,
John
and
Thompson.
I think that'd be a great film to see at the cinema, you know, for a change. Like, what'd you reckon?
Well, I was disappointed to find out I'd missed. I thought was waiting for it to come out, and I went online. It came out a month ago. The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
What?
Came out a month ago. September the 21st it came out. I missed it. So we had to... We watched Goosebumps 2. Now, that's a good film. I think you'd like it, Nick. Goosebumps 2.
21st of October.
21st of October.
So,
what, Lauren Hardy?
To yesterday.
The Lauren Hardy film's out now, Nick.
Wow. I thought it was coming out next year.
Well, it came out yesterday.
As soon as I see it, I'll go and see it. I've got a girlfriend lined up.
No, you haven't.
That's cool.
Okay. Have you painted her nude?
I have. Pardon?
Have you painted her nude?
She's been painted nude, actually. Yes, she has, yeah.
By you?
No, not by me, no.
Does that make you jealous? Another artist has got his
oils
all over her?
No, told me, but, you know, there's nothing sexual in it.
Oh,
you're
come on.
You're trying to put this sexual angle
come
on,
mate. If you're getting painted nude, you're going to be hot and horny. I would be. I was. When I was a nude model, I was horny.
You've done it.
Of course I've done it. They had to get me some bananas to hide behind because I was so turned on. Just have like 15 people of all different ages, ethnicities, genders just staring at me. Loved
it. Carried away now.
I would have got carried away, but they frown on that kind of thing. You're not allowed to move. Otherwise, it'd have been a very blurred picture. There'd be a lot of blurring in it. Billy Whiz.
All right, we get it. Flipping it.
Okay. No, it's a great show.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm just checking in, but it's great to talk to you guys. And hope you carry on. Hope you stay with the talk radio.
So do I, mate. It pays my wages. Thank you very much, Nick. Nice to talk to you, fella. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative at Talk Radio.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. Yeah, John, what do you want? Make it quick, because you'd bore me, you insipid, insulting scumbag. Hello, John.
Hi.
Get to the point, you slimeball.
You sound like you have a cold. I hope you get better.
Get stuffed.
Did you hear the story with the lioness that killed the lion?
Yep.
Turns out that the lioness was inspired by the hashtag MeToo movement.
Okay, so this is a story that somewhere, I don't know if it was a zoo or a wildlife reserve, I only saw the headline.
Yep.
A lioness, I think it was a zoo, a lioness killed... Yep. Killed a lion, which is unusual, and the staff were alerted because there was a lot of screaming and there was a lot of noises coming on. And John thinks that is a great springboard to make a joke about rape and sexual abuse. So let's see how this goes. John, carry on with the comedy routine about rape and sexual abuse. Away you go.
No, that's all. That's all I had to say. You make with it what you want, as usual.
You got no more material about rape and sexual abuse? Because that's what the Me Too movement. That's what the Me Too.
You made a left turn.
Yeah, you would start your premise. Your premise was already on the wonk. You know what Me Too is about. It's about people who have been sexually abused, who have been raped, or who have been downtrodden simply because of their gender by men, and have had their careers at best made uncomfortable, at worst
and
completely.
Men who behaved like
just hang on, one, hang,
men
hang on
who
one second,
like
John.
Predators.
Hang on one second. We have a conversation. Yep. Women who've had their jobs at very best made uncomfortable, the workplace made very uncomfortable, best, and at worst have had their careers ended, their relationships ended, have been sexually abused, raped, violated. It covers that whole broad spectrum and probably a whole lot more that I don't understand. But I'm if anyone wants to educate me, 0344 499 1000. And you have decided to come on and use a really weird story about a lioness killing a lion.
Because that was abused. That was abused as well by the opposite sex. Was abused. It was abused. It was meant to help them out, and they abused it.
Okay, right? John. Okay, John. That's your worst one yet, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. He really knows how to misjudge a crowd, doesn't he? He really knows how to misjudge a crowd. That's his worst one yet.
What a prat. I mean, really.
Have I got the premise behind me too?
Yeah, and I'm kind of fed up of stupid, usually blokes, I've got to say it, throwing up, oh yeah, me too, as if it's just women having a go at men. It's not just women having a go at men.
Hang on, though. I'm now single and I don't feel safe approaching women, asking them out on dates in case I get accused of rape.
Well, as long as you're not asking them out on dates with your willy in your hand, you're probably going to be all right. Here's a tip for you guys. Anyone confused about, you know, whether you're going to get me too'd, if she's fully dressed and you've got your willy out, you're probably going to get me too'd.
It's really simple. I can't even approach a lady now because she's going to accuse me of rape. Well, here's the thing, right? Don't rape her. That's a standard I kind of live my life by.
And don't be a div.
Of course you can ask people out. Just like Kath says, don't get your willy out. Don't go in going, ha, 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 ha.
Don't say anything you don't want to read in the papers.
Yeah, that's it. Simple. Imagine it's your mum or your daughter. Not that, you know, obviously, because that
would
be weird.
If someone said it to your sister.
There we go. Thank you.
I can't ask a lady out anymore, but can't I, because I'm going to be accused of rape.
Well, yeah, if you rape her, you will.
If you're frightened that your behaviour is so creepy that you're going to get exposed, maybe change your behaviour.
Yes, man. But thanks for that.
Good one, though, John. Nice.
Funny. It was funny, though. It was funny. I did enjoy it. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Good evening, Paul.
Ian, good evening. Hello, Catherine.
Hiya, Paul.
Hello. I've never phoned a radio station, ever.
We're taking your radio cherry. I like it.
Yeah. I'm a first-time caller. And before I go on to my subject, I'd like to just give you a bit of feedback about your show. I can honestly say it's hilarious, innovative, just makes me laugh all the time. It's just a brilliant show.
All the time? Hang on. If he's laughing all the time, we're doing something wrong, because sometimes we do serious bits.
I know.
Well, there we go. We got that wrong. All right. Well, Paul. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate that a lot. What have you got for us tonight?
Pleasure. Now, I heard you talking about how you spoke to your two sons, and obviously you clearly adore them, and how you spoke to them about the swear words and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, I was born in 61. I'm now 57. And on listening to you, I was thinking, wow, the way you spoke to them, the way you dealt with that, that's like fantastic parenting.
Thanks,
parenting.
Man.
Now, I just had a flashback. Now, this is how I was disciplined. Now, I hope you believe what I'm going to say. I'm not going to embellish this in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
But when I was around 10 or 11, I think I said something like bugger.
Yeah.
And at the time, with me being a child of the 60s, remember we used to have coal fires?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you'd have to stoke the coal fire with a poker.
No, I think I know where this is going. I don't want it to go there.
I promise you. Now, my parents were good people, but my father was fiercely, fiercely strict. Now, what he actually did was he sat me down at the side of the coal fire. He put the poker in the fire. He waited till it was red hot. He grabbed the back of my neck and he held it to the side of my face. Now, I promise you, I'm not trying to do this for dramatic effect. Now, there was another instance where I said something very sort of, I was about 10 or 11, I think I said bugger or something. And at the time, there was fairy carbolic soap, which you used to have to rub on the cuffs and collars of shirts.
Yep, yep, yep.
To get it. He scraped that on my teeth.
Yeah, I heard that.
And made me swallow it. I think I was speaking in bubbles for a fortnight. But
I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Flipping horrible.
And it's incredible, isn't it? Now, parenting is the biggest responsibility in the world.
Yeah.
And I adored my parents, but I was so scared of my father. It was so extreme that you'd be locked up for that nowadays.
That is, that's pretty hardcore, man.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
It's Victorian parenting, is what it is.
Absolutely.
How do you look back on your dad in the context of that and everything else that happened? Do you think he was fair? Do you think he was a product of the times? Do you think he was a thug? What do you think?
I adored my father. I loved him so much. My father was ill all of my life, really. He had emphysema and bronchitis, and he died in 2002. I loved him so much.
Yeah.
And I don't have any anger or any bad feelings towards him at all. He was just doing the best that he knew. But it's strange, really, that now I'm older, it's a mitigating factor, but I have crippling anxiety. I really do struggle with anxiety. Yeah. I'm saying it's maybe partly to blame how I've been brought up, but it certainly didn't do me any favours.
Thanks for sharing that, Paul, and thanks for the kind words on how I dealt with the situation at the weekend. I really appreciate it.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you go.
Yeah, that soap thing. But I got off lightly, according to... It was my mum that did it, because when she did it as a kid... Her dad gave them, she and her twin sister had both been, well, one of them had been caught swearing in the street and they couldn't work out which twin had done it. So, granddad got a bar of soap, cut it in half, and they had to eat it. Not just have it rubbed on their teeth, they ate it. I mean, flipping heck, how could you do that to your kids?
Paul has texted in. You can text in, I never do the text. 87222, start the word tech, talk, 25 pence per message plus your standard network rate. The spelling in this is atrocious, Pauline Hove, but I get what you're saying. Ian, you're not always the best of commentators, and now you want to discuss swearing, but without the actual words, 2 exclamation marks.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because we lose our jobs. So, yeah, and you don't need to discuss swearing, and you don't need to say the words, you know. So, yeah, I would. Yet in front of your female companion. Who am I, Doctor Who? Alice, I'm Doctor Who in my TARDIS with my female companion.
Also, if this is about to be swearing in front of someone who's not got a penis, you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, well, it's not swearing. Yet in front of your female companion, you use the euphemism, shoot your load.
Yeah.
Not your best polite moment, eh?
Hey, guess what? I've got 2 kids. You can say that in front of me.
Kath has literally shot her load in front of me. I'm just saying the words. Oh, the switchboard's empty for the first time since we started. So there we go. That's nice. 03444999. You'll make a little bit less noise, Catherine.
I want to get this in the bin. Can I do it now?
Sure. Go and do it now. You won't. Told you. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. This Saturday night, Catherine and I will be hosting the first Rabbit Hole Picture Show. There's now 13 tickets left because we just sold two more.
Yes.
Which is great. We gave away a couple of tickets. 13 tickets left. They're only £8 each. You get to see a movie. Me and Kath do a little mini rabbit hole at the start. You can talk. You can shout out during the movie. So there's a bar there which will be open while the entire thing is on. And afterwards, we got Gary Smart, isn't it? Is his name? Who is showing Fright Night, and he made a brilliant documentary about Fright Night. And he's going to come and we'll do a Q&A and we'll interview him. And if you've got any questions, any thoughts, if you want to just shout out and say, "I thought that film was SH1T," you can do that. We're doing another one in November on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm really gutted because the thing I wanted to get was this brilliant BBC documentary. So it was a brilliant documentary series in the early 90s called Teenage Diaries, and a load of teenagers, sort of 14, 15, 16, 17, were given video cameras at the time. Video cameras were a big thing, and they filmed their lives, and they went out as a series, and they were great. Someone I was in college with did one when I was doing my A-levels again, a girl whose name I can't remember, and she had been adopted by two gay men, if I got that right. Anyway, she's really nice. And one of them was this guy, Chris Needham, who starts this rock group called Manslaughter. It's so good, so funny. And I'd been and seen Marilyn, I'll come to you in a second. I'd been to the Barbican about 15 years ago when they had an evening of music films, and that was one of the things that they shown. You had to buy a ticket for it, which is important. And that was one of the things they shown. 15 years ago, yeah. And I thought it'd be great to do a double bill of a silly film like Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, which I'm still trying to work out who owns the rights to. And this, because it's like 40 minutes long, so you do that as a B-movie, then you have a break, and then you show the main feature. So I've been in touch with the BBC licensing department, and it's so complicated. You've got to fill in this form, and then they reply to you, but then you've got to go back to the form, and you can't reply to the email. You've got to go back into the form with your reference and refill the form. It's a BBC
bureaucracy at the BBC, would have thought it.
So I said, "Great, I want to license this." And they say, "Okay, right, fine. Well, we need to know some things. Capacity of the venue. Will you be charging? Will there be paid guests?" And I said, "Right, okay. Well, the venue holds 65 and we'll probably be charging £7 or £8. And we're going to try and get some guests, but we can't guarantee anything." So then they reply. And they always reply about 8 o'clock at night. So you know it's like the last thing they've sent. And then they've, because
you can't
reply.
Respond, yeah.
And it takes 3 or 4 days to get reply. And they've gone, "Ah, well, unfortunately, because you're charging for this, we can't let you have it. Have a great event." And so I've replied, "Well, okay, well, I paid to see it 15 years ago at the Barbican, okay? And they would have done it legitimately. Maybe the rules have changed. But, okay, supposing we, it was, now I'm on a mission. Now I've got a cob on." I said, "Okay, so if we didn't charge, could we show it?" I bet they come back and say no.
No.
I bet they come back and say no. So annoying. So anyway, so we're going to do another one in November. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon. And I don't know what we're going to show yet. I want to do something musical, but I realise I'm really leaving it late, and it will be great to... in fact, that's what I've got to do tomorrow. It'll be great to be able to announce it on Saturday. So I've just got to... I want to show Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, which is an incredible movie. So my to-do list, Kiss. And I hope I don't misinterpret that. Let's go. 0344-499-1000. Good evening, Marilyn.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Marilyn.
It's a long time since I phoned you, but I'm ringing up to say what a lovely night when the lads was on.
Oh.
On Friday night.
Did you enjoy that?
I did, and I thought, what lovely boys.
Here's the thing: they weren't actually my children. They were actors,
stunt boys.
They were stunt boys who were much. Well, that's very kind, because I did worry, Marilyn, that it was a little bit self-indulgent and people wouldn't have enjoyed it. And
I loved them. I thought they were lovely. It reminded me of my two when they were little.
Oh, you don't want them, do you, for a month or so? Just trust me, I had them for the weekend. Boy, oh boy, that house smells like nobody's business.
I bet.
As a direct result. Oh, well, thank you. What was funny, Marilyn, because they've been in a couple of times. And they're a bit younger, obviously. And they've been saying for ages, the eldest was saying, "When can we come in? When can we come into your work?" I said, "Okay, well, at half term, we'll see if we can sort something out." So they came in, and obviously we had the brilliant Pete Heaton, the magician. And then once Pete went...
I had a sister really enjoyed him, didn't
they? Well, he was great, right? And but then what happened was once he left, my eldest went, I'm a bit bored now. Can I go and watch Netflix?
Unbelievable.
But I tell you what was lovely, Marilyn. There was a bit during one of the breaks when Pete kind of took my eldest. My eldest is quite shy, right? And Pete took my eldest to one side. And I looked over and I didn't stare, but I was looking out the corner of my eye. And they sort of turned their backs to me. And it's because they were having a secret magic conversation, and Pete was explaining to him how he could do his trick a little bit better and was showing him some techniques, and they didn't want me to see. And I felt a little bit excluded because you're a parent and you do, but I thought what a lovely thing of Pete to do, and B, I was so proud of my boy, yes, just talking to a magician. Cough it up, chicken, it might be a gold watch. Uh-oh.
Something there.
Get something standing. Get someone standing by. Marilyn may not make it to the end of this call. Marilyn, we need all of the listeners we can get. I forbid you to choke.
I listen every night to you, but I've been... it's a long time. I don't know if you remember the last time I phoned, I was telling you to take the boys camping.
That was you! I do remember that. What did you? Because you used to go camping for like a month or something, didn't you?
We did the Pennine Weir with them when they were like just a bit older than yours, 9 and 10.
You're crazy! You're a crazy lady.
I was. I wish I could do it now.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
I was about 40 then, and it was great, but. I'm not in good health at the moment.
They don't listen. They don't stay babies for long, do they?
They don't. I mean, now they're they're both older than you.
Well, they're probably both older than you now. They must be. They've got to be like old men now.
They're getting one's 48 and one's 46.
I bet it seems like yesterday that you were wiping their backsides.
I know.
Getting them into their shorts.
Now I've got 6 lovely grandchildren of them.
Fantastic.
And they're all got 4 boys and 2 girls. So.
Beautiful. And I bet they make a big fuss of grandma when they come round.
They do. Well, 3 of my grandchildren live in Scotland. So they've just told us if there's a match on this weekend, they're coming down, all of them. They're coming to stop and...
use you as a nice hotel if there's a bit of football on. Outrageous.
They've been down a lot this year with us being so poorly. But the other one comes every Saturday, but he works away during the week. He lives about 10 miles away. So I spend a lot of time on my own now because my husband died 2 years ago.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
That's my second one. I don't know what I'm doing to them.
The Black Widow strikes again.
I know. My grandson's just said he's just getting a job with the Lloyds Bank. He says he's doing Scottish widows. I says, what about the bloody English widows?
Well, Marilyn,
expert at that.
You've got time to find a third, and you know maybe that one will work out for you. I don't know.
If I could get myself out the house, I might. But I cannot. I think I'm getting a bit agoraphobic.
Oh no, really?
I've always been a getter. I've got my little car there, and I always used to just go off all over the place. But I'm having a lot of trouble with my health. Problems, and so it's curtailing us.
Well, Marilyn, listen, I love it when you give us a call. You're welcome to call us up. We're here Monday to Friday. You can give us a call any time, even if you've got nothing to say. You just want to, you know, hear another voice. You'll be very, very welcome to give us a call any time.
Can I just ring you up and mourn, eh?
Yes!
It's what everyone else does, Marilyn.
Somebody else a break.
Marilyn, you'd be very welcome to ring us up and moan. We'd love it. We love it. And it's nice to hear you laughing, my dear.
I do. I'm happy by myself. I'm not lonely, it's very, very quiet where I live, and you don't see anybody really, you know.
And does that bother you? Because it's quiet where I live now, and I love it. I love it.
It's just that I had to get a gardener in the first time last week because one of my grandsons was keeping it right, but he's gone back to uni. And but I always could do the garden and everything, and I'm not... It's frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
If I could just do what I'd be all right, you know.
Yeah.
See, when my first husband died, I was only 51. I was working. I had my own business and that. And so I had loads going on in my life. I've seen loads of people.
Is the gardener fit? Does he, when it's hot, does he take his shirt off?
No. This is Lady Chatterley's lovely.
That was it. That was it.
Never one of them.
Yeah. No, it's not happening, is it? All right.
Nah.
Well, Marilyn, listen, we've got to go to the news, but it's lovely to talk to you, and you give us a call anytime. All right, my dear?
Remember, them lads are a credit to you. They're lovely.
Bless you. That's very, very kind of you to say, Marilyn. I'm sure your boys are too. It sounds like they're great. Thank you very much indeed. What a lovely lady. We'll talk a little bit about... when your body starts giving up on you, which is, I didn't want to ask her what was wrong with her, none of my business. If she wants to tell her, she's very welcome to. But we'll talk after 11, because we're about to go to the news. But just finish reading that Robin Williams book. Hi-ya. I mean, the ending of that, the last two or three chapters had me in bits. Absolutely in bits. I didn't know why he'd killed himself. I thought it was, because there were so many things. And I tweeted it, and a load of people went, oh, actually, no, we did know that. That was out there. So I must have missed it. But all of the reasons I thought he'd killed himself were wrong. And also, it was 4 years ago. 4 years ago this month, I think. It was October 2014, or maybe November 2014, that he killed himself. I thought it was last year. That's incredible. 4 years. Poor old Robin Williams. It's an incredible book. And the last year, really, was so sad for him. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got loads more to talk about. Tiggy Winkles, Goosebumps 2. And then some silly website has got some psych hacks to help you get through life. Don't know what that means. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.